on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're glad you joined us and want to remind you that if you haven't signed up yet, the Family Life Weekend of Remember is coming to the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. It's Friday and Saturday, February 6th and 7th. You know, we're going to turn around and here it's going to be. And I'm kind of wondering, is that Super Bowl weekend? But I think actually if it is, they get done at noon on that weekend. So Super Bowl's hours after that. You can still sign up for the event. Get out to Weekend to Remember. Did not mean to distract you. But we do encourage you to go to the website familylife.com/weekend to remember. And if you've never been, go. If you have been, go. And you know, we were in an interview with some speakers that aren't speaking at this year's here, but elsewhere. You know, mentioning that you know there's people that go that they're engaged, or they've talked to people who've gone who are reconciling. There's all kinds of you know, no matter where you are in that relationship, you will get some great information and some great. Encouragement. Family Life Weekend to Remember. Details at familylife.com/weekend to remember. And hey, if we're giving out websites, let me give out this one. JohnnyandFriends.org. JohnnyandFriends.org/new-Mexico. Mary's in studio from Johnny and Friends. Mary, thanks for coming. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Steve.
I think this is the longest I've gone with any of my regular guests. That you know are here on a monthly basis, 20 days after the new year. But happy new year! Did you have a good celebration?
A lovely, lovely new year. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. We want to cover some events that are coming up. And for those unfamiliar with Johnny and Friends, Mary, I'll let you briefly tell them what the ministry is all about.
It's about so much. Thank you for the opportunity. I've got about an hour's worth. Yeah. So basically, Johnny and Friends was founded by Johnny Erickson Tata, an amazing person who was paralyzed in her teens and was struggling to find, what am I going to do now? Couldn't do anything, of course, she thought. And as she prayed to the Lord and said, God, if you're not going to let me die, then show me how to live. And that moving moment, right, where he really did. And now Johnny and Friends serves people with disabilities worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yep, through practical, through spiritual, through community, through trainings, through collecting wheelchairs.
And, you know, there's wheelchairs collected here in New Mexico that are going to actually to prisons to get worked on, to be used elsewhere on the globe.
Yes, in fact, right now we have almost 300 that have been collected in the Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, and surrounding areas. There are also some being collected in Colorado. Those are getting ready. In 2 weeks, we're going to be putting those onto a truck, and they're going to go off to Springer Prison.
Oh, nice.
Where they will be rehabbed by the prisoners to a like-new condition. And from there, they will go on a shipping container to a country where they don't have access to mobility. But also, everybody will receive a Bible in their language, and they will have the gospel shared with them.
So, you know, if you're giving financially towards Johnny and Friends New Mexico, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, on the website there, the donations on that website go... Do they go directly to this Johnny and Friends?
That's correct.
Right? Okay, that's why I want to make sure we give you that website. That's just some of the work that's happening right here in New Mexico. The events. Listen, we've got a bunch of events we should really jump into and start going through because there's plenty. And January, you're not done. It's 20th, and there's still more happening.
That's right.
What's happening in regards to this family movie night, and it's actually the kickoff for the family retreat.
That's correct. So we added this as an event this year. Wanted to get the families together and new families who are wondering, what the heck is that retreat all about? And we're bringing them together. We're going to be at Paragon Church. They've graciously donated their church site to us. And we're going to show a video of last year's retreat so they can see all the fun.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Right? And then there'll be popcorn and goodies. And then we will have a movie also playing for the night.
Oh,
really, it's about building community.
Yeah.
Right.
And popcorn.
Yes.
Candy. Sticky floors.
Yes.
Paragon, if you don't know, is up in Rio Rancho. But again, the details at johnnyandfriends.org. /new-Mexico for that family retreat. So are you inviting people who've already applied?
So, yes.
And it's kind of open house. Come find out about it.
That's right. And okay. We'd love for people to jump on our website and register so we can be prepared for the number of people we need.
And registration is open. When did that open?
Oh, gosh. The 6th of January.
Okay. So registrations are, I shouldn't say that. Applications are being taken.
Very good.
For the family retreat as of January 6th. So it's time to get online at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico.
And Steve, that's for families, but that's also for people who feel a tug at their heart where they want to come and serve as a short-term missionary or an STM.
Yeah.
We will train them. They will come a day early before the families go through their training, and they will be a buddy to either a child with a disability or a typical child.
Yeah, and this is life experience. I mean, this is a kind of retreat that if you haven't been on before, you know, after the retreat, for the rest of your life, you're going to be telling people about this event that happened in Capitan, New Mexico.
Correct.
At Lone Tree Bible Ranch. It happens every year and is lots of fun. But come on out January 3rd to Paragon Church in January 31st to Paragon Church in Rio Rancho to watch the video from last year's camp and a movie night. Can you tease?
Well, I can tell you a heads up that 80 people have signed up for family retreat already.
Okay. And you can take as much as how many families?
Pardon me? We can the 80 includes STMs and families, so our max people, about 120 people.
Okay. So, it fills fast every year. We'll get to some other opportunities for you to be a part of retreats like this either today or another time, because we always make sure to keep you informed. Okay, so that will wrap up activities in January for the most part, and then we move into February. Our friends at New Covenant, I love this, Paragon and New Covenant, and other churches, Grace Church and Trinity of the Marketplace, all have been a big part. Anchor Point Church, is that new this year, Anchor Point Church?
No, they've been with us.
Okay.
And Trinity at the Marketplace.
Yeah, really a big part of what happens with Johnny and Friends with the respite events throughout the year. In February, it's going to be at New Covenant Church. That's near, it's kind of between what, near Wyoming and Paseo. The event is on the 13th. The respite events, I love hearing about these because it's an opportunity for the caregivers and the family to drop off the person impacted by a disability at the event, but
as well as siblings.
Yeah, and they have a blast.
Yes.
They do all kinds of stuff. Sometimes, do you see the buddies that go to camp show up and hang out with their newfound buddies at the respite nights?
Yes, it happens both ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will try it out a little bit and say, what is this disability ministry all about? And they will volunteer for respite and their hearts won over.
Yeah.
And
so really,
they'll come to camp.
If you want to see what it's about, this is a great opportunity for you to come to the respite event. Do you need to register for that?
Yes, at the church website.
Okay, go to the Paragon Church's website and register for that event coming up on February 13th, at New Covenant Church. And that's an evening event, 5:30 to 8:30 that night. But the caregivers get to get out for the night. Listen, they could go out in the parking lot and crash in the car and just take a three-hour nap. But whatever respite they need, they have that opportunity.
And there's opportunities for people to serve as volunteers at those events also.
Okay, so make sure to reach out to New Covenant Church. It's nccabq.org, and they have an events page on there. You can find the details. Okay, and then now we just missed a coffee and care. That happens at the Johnny and Friends offices. Once a month?
It happened at someone's home this morning.
Oh, okay.
So we mix it up a little bit, and we'll know as we get closer to the event.
Okay. Now, coffee and care. I know usually I throw this at you, but I'm testing to see how well I understand what they are. This is an opportunity for families the coffee and care for families dealing with a disability, the caregivers to be able to meet with others that have the same struggles, the same joys, the same celebrations, and really meet in community. They fellowship and spend some time, maybe taking time to pray for one another.
Sure. We do maybe a short little Bible study, and a discussion topic comes up. But really the beauty in it is people sharing what they're going through in life and somebody else going, oh, this is where I went for help with that.
Yeah.
So it's really building a rapport between the caregivers.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I think you and I both in our lives, whether it's us or people dealing with disability, it's the same where someone who's walked through it can say, yeah, it is hard. It is hard, and you're not alone in it.
Exactly.
Right? So that's the coffee and care happening at February. Now, the one in February is going to be the 24th. Will that be at the Johnny and Friends office?
Tentatively right now.
Okay. And you can watch it, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. We got about 5 minutes, so I want to get through as much as we can. Veterans Breakfast, and now you're partnering with another, is it another church? Or
well, we are having it at Faith Lutheran Church. So Johnny and Friends is putting it on. It is an opportunity to bring veterans together. It is also a precursor to our Warrior Getaway this summer. So the idea is, let's help build community with our local veterans. People who have attended Warrior Getaway in the past have been invited, but also the community of veterans, people who don't know anything about Johnny and Friends at Warrior Getaway are invited to come and hear all about what's going to be going on at the Warrior Getaway.
Okay, and now are applications open for that now?
Yes, that also opened January 6th.
Okay, so you can go to the website johnnyandfriends.com/new-Mexico to get details about the Veterans Breakfast and the retreat that's happening this summer. Again, now that's at Lone Tree. And actually, for those attending, the veterans attending, it's no cost to them. Is that right?
That's correct. It is underwritten by incredible donors.
Yeah. Okay. We're through February, and there's more now. Actually, some of what we wanted to do was spend time looking at what Johnny and Friends, we got about 3 minutes, but I want to give you as much time as you can to run through some of that. Here's why we want to let you know what Johnny and Friends has done. We've asked you to go to the website, prayerfully consider your financial support for the ministry at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And just some of the things happened last year. Pretty exciting.
Yes. In fact, we increased the number of people we served last year by 970 to up to 977 people.
I should have the whole applause reel.
231% increase. And that is because we're fully staffed now at 4. But really, the bulk of the work that we get done is because of volunteers who step up and hear the call, step up and come alongside and help us. We have people that come in the office every week. We have people that come and serve at events. We have those SDMs that come and serve as volunteers. Really, we couldn't get the work done without the amazing heart of volunteers.
Yeah, and if you're hearing this, you're like, I think I may like to volunteer for Johnny and Friends. Go to the respite event that's coming up, or even the family movie night, right? On the 31st.
Jump on our website, come see us, take a tour of the office, and we could sit down and share all the different opportunities to volunteer with you.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to serve. Okay, yeah, more stats? No? Yes?
I think that's good.
Okay. You know, we want you to be aware of the events that are happening because it's a great opportunity for you if you're a family that is dealing with a disability and you want support. You can find support and it's a lot of fun. I mean, throughout the year, we mentioned already the respite events, the family retreat, the Warrior Getaway. Then there's a play day in the park coming up later this year. Do we know when that is?
In March.
So it's not that much. That's a few weeks away. Do you know which park that'll be at?
It'll be at a park above in Rio Rancho.
Okay.
And it is
that's a big
open.
One.
It is, and it's an amazing park. It is open to anybody in the community. And we've met a lot of new people by going there and hanging out with our friends, family members, and warriors.
And then there's monthly coffee and care that we mentioned. What about Family Project Day? Is that new or new to me?
We've been doing it. I don't think it's as well known. And what that is families will sign up to say we need some help.
Yeah.
And we get people in the community together, and they go and serve at their home.
Uh-huh. Might need a ramp built.
Or yard work done.
Yeah.
A little bit of help. There, you know, there's one family dealing with disabilities that...
I mean, every homeowner's got homeowner repair they need help with.
Exactly.
And this, you know, whether, like I said, whether it's building a... And, you know, maybe... Replacing a ramp,
yes.
You know, I mean...
tightening screws all through the house on doorknobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of things like that that somebody whose hands are challenged can't really take care of.
Right, right. Or, and although the caretaking part of the family may be well able to, they may have reached their bandwidth of what they can get done, and just, you know, getting pulling weeds and picking up after pets. And,
sure. We even had one mom who said, could you have some teenagers come to hang out with my son?
There you go. There you go. That's easy. That's fun.
Yes.
Well, Mary, thanks for your time, and let's do this again next month.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.